This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I have a neighbor. My neighbor has a large lot with rentals on it and uses a big riding lawnmower. My neighbor has repeatedly wounded my ancestry oak tree in the last 2 years. Pictures are on my website, gardenbite.com. My neighbor is a nice person, but with the property, a rental, he mows as low as possible to save him coming back often. The oak is also technically on his property. And just so you know, before it was planted about 5 or 6 years ago, I asked him if it was okay. So what do I do about it? First off, I do nothing about the wounds themselves. Wound dressing is a myth. It does nothing to heal the tree, although it might make you feel like you're caring for it. But what I can do is create a barrier to the tree by removing the turf, such as it is, so the circle is widened around the base of the tree. The bark on a tree acts to protect a very important transport system called the cambium layer that moves water and nutrients from the roots up into the leaves. Any type of damage or removal of the bark and the transport system can result in long-term damage. Damage, which extends completely around the base of the tree, called girdling, will result in ultimate death in a short time. I bought the tree through the city I live in, and volunteers planted it. Turns out that wasn't the best idea, as they planted it too deep, and it had started to girdle. My arborist friend dug out around it and saved it from further girdling. While she had dug down, I need to dig out to prevent further damage. This is one of those times when we were both culpable, as I didn't notice the damage right away and I should have kept a better eye on it. Take a look at my website to see what I did. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.